ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Let's see.
Hey, Twister Man, now look, here's a house full of bees. Like you think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit.
Listen, let's get one thing straight.
Price is right.
Guns don't kill people. I do.
The Almighty Fishbone.
Hell yeah.
I have lost count of how many times I've seen them live.
Really?
Especially like way back in the day in the 90s. Any chance we would get, we'd go see them.
Great show.
Yo, dude. Phenomenal.
You guys fucking bring it.
Yeah. We lucked out. It was like during their heyday too when Reality of My Surroundings came out. They always bring it. But man, they were on top of the world back then.
Did you watch that documentary that came out recently about them?
Yeah, I did.
This is interesting. It was like
a couple years back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost tragic how they never could quite break through.
Yeah.
Tough sell, right?
Right.
A black, like, hard rock.
Metal band.
Funky metal band.
Yeah.
Like, that was constantly, and their fans are this way too, like, constantly kind of wavering between, are we like a catchy, funky pop band? Like that song right there is catchy as hell.
Are we like
hell.
Primus fans or Jane's Addiction fans or Slayer fans?
Right.
They always brought it live. I saw them with a couple times with the original like classic lineup, which is not around anymore.
No.
Have you ever, that song specifically, Bone Into the Boneyard, is just a clinic in like funky bass.
I was gonna bring it up. So I'm glad insane. You did. Dude, that bass playing, to be able to play the bass like that, you have to have something wrong with you.
Well, funny you should say that.
Like yourself. I know you probably can play the bass that well.
If you look up, you can look up bass lessons from that bass player, like him just on YouTube. And it is the most hilarious out there shit you've ever. So he just goes like, I mean, because the guy is a freak of nature bass player, right?
Yes.
And then
clearly.
Then his lessons, it's not really lessons. He's like, yeah, here's like something that I would play. And it's just this random kind of chaotic, like four chords back and forth, like super fast. And then he'll like veer off and start, because he has that giant dreadlock off the top of his head.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, you play this. And then like, you know, you get like through my antenna here so I can talk to other people around the world. And you're like, this is the best bass lesson I've ever heard.
That's funny that you just,
but you watch it, you're like, yeah, he means that. He's not fucking around right there.
Remind me to look up the dude. I don't know if you were at that show, but cause I've seen them play in Sebastopol.
Uh-huh.
And, it just made me think of when you said the antenna, the other dude that was an epic show that I saw in Sebastopol around that same time was the guy who plays the like 10 string bass. What is that like bass called that has all the strings?
A harp?
Yeah, it's like a harp, but it's a bass. And he would get on with his brother, in quotes, in Florida, and his brother would play the drums and he would play the bass. And it was his twin brother. And it wasn't really a swim brother.
Oh, dude, we played a show with him.
Okay.
Like randomly. Really? I am blank. I know.
What is that dude's name? I'm playing. I'm going to use it for the next
I cannot
intro.
Remember.
We remind me to look that up. That dude was a fucking wingnut.
He's hilarious, though.
So funny.
Yeah.
Such a great show.
I think he... Sit down for this. I think he's from Fresno.
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresno's in his name.
Yeah.
Kenny Wayne
Fresno.
Is that what it is?
I think it's something like that. We were playing a show in Fresno, and we have to get to the club to load in, right? And so you load in at, you know, whatever, 3 or 4 or something like that. And then the show's at 9 or 10. But when we were loading in, he was playing like the daytime show. And there was, I don't know, maybe 6 people there. And he's just doing his thing, like putting on some of the greatest comedy and doing his thing. Yeah, he brought up his brother. He has a screen of his twin brother.
Yes. Playing with. But and it's really
all the bands stopped loading in. We're like, we ran out. We're like, you guys got to come see this. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's not great. Kenny Wayne Fresno. It's something like that, though.
Yeah.
I hope there's someone listening right now going, like, just repeating his name over and over again, yelling at the fucking radio. Yes.
that guy is worth leaving your house for.
Yeah.
Definitely go check him out.
All right. We're going to have to look into that. Report back.
Yes. So I was on the receiving end of a semi-road rage incident.
Today?
No. Like, a little while back. It was during the rain, so what's that, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
And it was so random. I was just driving, and the lane on the left, which I'm in, everyone's like waiting to turn. And so I'm like, well, I need to keep going. I need to turn right up here. So I'm trying to get in the right lane, got my turn signal on. So I'm like slowing down because traffic's going by, and I'm looking for a break in traffic. And I see out of the corner of the eye this like hand waving behind me. Like, what? Like, what's going on here? And so I look behind
out the window or inside the car?
No, like inside our car, because it's pissing down rain right now.
Right, which maybe if it was out the window, that would have been
something. That's something
really extreme.
Yeah, that's an escalation of aggression.
Yes, right there. Big time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's this lady in like a Honda Civic or something like that. And I see that she's waving at me, and I just kind of like hold my hand up. Like, I got my blinker. Obviously, I'm trying to turn. I'm not stopped in the road. Mm-hmm. And so I just ignore her. I'm like, whatever. And then I see, like, it has gotten more frantic. And I look back, and she's just, like, slamming her hands down on her dashboard for something. I'm just trying to turn, like, get into the other lane.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. And it makes me think, like, I wanted to, like, follow her. Because she was trying to turn into, like, this big shopping center. And just, like.
And then just fight her in the parking lot?
No. Oh. Just go, like, lady, what? Are you like this all day? Like, is this how you're like, first of all, what's the issue here? Like, surely you've been behind someone that was trying to turn before. Like,
yes.
This is not outside the you know, behavior of normative society, what I'm trying to do. And then I was like, and why, what's with the insane like rage that you're like, did they just cancel the view? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's the, cause she was like a normal looking, like Karen housewife. Then I remembered. Booster rage. Classic case of level 3 booster rage.
Yeah, I was going to say BR3.
Yeah, L3BR.
L3BR, thank you.
Which is kind of, it's a little confusing. When we did it like the centuries, you know, like the 20th century, the 19th. So it's like L3BR just means you have the second round of boosters. So you have the 2 shots, which counts as just like your basic level. The one booster, which would be L2BR. And then if you had the second booster, it's a little confusing, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can. I have one of the flashcards that I keep in my pocket.
Yeah, placard on your keys that you can look at.
They are also available on the website.
Yeah, it's confusing, but
.com if you can get yourself one.
Yeah, that's how the CDC categorizes it. So we didn't make this up.
No, we didn't make this up.
No.
Wow, interesting. That lady. Yeah. You know what that lady needs? She needs a plastic Jesus on her dashboard, I think.
So do tell.
Yes. I recently, my dad gave me a plastic Jesus to attach to my dashboard.
Your dad did?
Yeah. And
who's not necessarily a religious man.
Well, you know what's funny about my dad is...
well, not religious. I'm saying if I got in your dad's truck, I know your dad fairly well. If I got in his truck and he had a plastic Jesus on his dashboard, I would be like, what's going on with that?
Here's the thing about my dad. My dad is actually a very, very spiritual man.
Spiritual.
Would not say that, you know, he doesn't go to church on Sundays, but he believes in God, and we have conversations about God, and he reads the Bible from time to time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he knows a lot about Jesus and the gospel and all that. And he's also a man with a good sense of humor and a keen sense of aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And I think he loves the aesthetic of Plastic Jesus.
It is. It's
and pretty, I do too.
It's pretty nice.
It's got, it's kind of campy, mm-hmm. but it's also very, there's a spiritual beauty to it. You have Jesus on your fucking dashboard. Mm-hmm. Like it's Christ right there riding along in your car with you. That's why they wrote that song about it. Right. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my Plastic Jesus. And so I took the step today. The little like sticky that I had on there kind of came off and I noticed he wasn't hanging out like he normally was. I have to look for him. He's laying down in the little tray on top of my dashboard. And so finally today I took the step. I removed him from the truck so that I would be reminded to get the glue gun and glue him back onto my dashboard. And I was about to leave to go to a job site. No, to go to, where was I going? I can't remember, but I was going to have the boy in the truck with me.
Yeah.
And I was going to have an open container as well and a loaded gun. Oh, and I was going to be going by the hospital where you're not allowed to have guns. And I thought, wow, if there's ever a time where I need Jesus riding shotgun, right. Now's the time. So I actually took the step of going and getting the glue gun and glued Jesus to the dashboard. And guess what?
It all worked out.
It worked.
I'll paraphrase the phrase of my own name.
Yes. I mean, you couple all that with my free driving habits and
we call that asking for trouble.
Insane not to have a Plastic Jesus on the dashboard.
So, luckily my kid has just some super bug from hell that he got. School back in session. And then my wife who can't go to work if she's sick because she works with children. But I can because I work with a bunch of other cavemen on a construction site. So I'm like, well, why don't you put him...
Who are not unlike children.
Yeah. It's many parallels. I was like, why don't you just put him in the bed with me? You sleep in the guest room and I'll sleep with him. And just insane, like, bizarre from the 1800s, like death cough, like hacking straight into my face every night. Every night I'm like, it's just a matter of time. I have to get sick eventually. And finally, it like just started to hit me last week. I was like, God damn. And I was like pissed because I'm going to break my record. I haven't been sick in 6 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And just started out with this little sinus thing. I woke up Friday, went to work. I was like, I'm just going to point some fingers, guys. And I'm like, I'm going to go home and go lay down. And went home, pounded some coffee, got a burrito, instantly gone.
Nice.
Felt good. But there, you know, we have talked about, there is a crazy flu going around right now.
Yeah.
But do you know what else we have to worry about?
Let's see, not monkeypox.
So what is this link between influenza, infection, and stroke?
Yeah, I didn't know about this either until last year, but it turns out that after flu season, about 3 or 4 weeks later, there is a stroke season. And like you said, most of Canada is getting down off of a big hump of flu. So now we're starting to see more strokes. And a friend of one of my colleagues actually mentioned that at work the other day. He said, have you noticed how many strokes we're seeing? It's a lot more than usual, it feels like. So anecdotally, we're starting to see that. The good news is that getting your flu shot reduces your risk of stroke. According to
stroke season.
You know what's funny? I just heard about that today.
Uh-huh.
That is not a new thing.
Yes, I have seen that. But I've also seen the data that not the spikes in young people.
No, I mean, there's obviously something else going on. But when I first heard that, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Stroke season, now we're doing this. And turns out they've been talking about stroke season for years now. But so that part is not
so. But novel. What they're talking about, so what's different now is people are bringing up, why are all these young people having strokes? But what you're referring to is the stroke season that we knew as kids.
Yes.
Remember,
stroke that never made out. The news because it wasn't right. That big of a fucking deal.
Well,
it was
also like just my personal thing. Like my parents were kind of hippies. So it's like when we found out we had like a tight knit community. So, you know, one of the other kids was having stroke that we get all the kids together like chicken pox. And like, we're going to put you guys all in a room together and build some natural immunity to stroke.
Yeah. Stroke out.
Yeah. We're stroke out.
It's a stroke out.
Yeah. Or, you know, I believe that's a Billy Squier song, but that's not really what I'm talking about right now is Now they're talking about this new spike with strokes with young people, but I'm sure it's the same thing.
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
No, not according to our buddy.
Like a domestic extremist.
Well, call me a domestic extremist. I do not think that's the same thing. Yeah, I did hear that, though. That's fucking... They're looking for every way out of this mess that they created. And someone in a room is like, it's fucking stroke season. Thank God.
Right.
We'll blame the whole thing on stroke season.
The way that I'm seeing it is that you have several people are just going like, I'm just going to exit stage left.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Doing that Homer Simpson into the hedge thing.
Yeah. And there's like fewer and fewer people on stage, like still trying to explain these things. You're like, oh man. And they're getting like more and more ridiculous because fewer and fewer people are supporting what they're saying.
It's also what's happening. And we'll start the show here in a second and get deeper into this. But have you noticed all of the... ever since you brought up the limited hangout,
yes,
on that show,
yes,
I see it everywhere.
Yes, I know.
And it's like they're admitting a little bit here and a little bit there. So it's like you said, a lot of people are exiting stage left, and the people that are left are like,
we got to give them
things
something.
Like, yeah, you know, the vaccine does cause myocarditis. What? Wait a second.
I love it. I love it.
You said that out loud? The fuck?
Yeah. I actually got an article. I've been talking to my mom, who was a healthcare professional, and she's very open-minded. And when I hit my parents with all this stuff 2 years ago, they're like, no, I don't think so. And then slowly, my mom's like, you know, I found what you're saying kind of interesting. I actually looked up some medical data, and like, it turns out, like, I didn't know this was going on. And I think the impetus for the original conversation we had was when I brought up, both my parents were healthcare professionals, and saying like, well, I was arguing with the COVID numbers, with the data at the time. I'm like, are you guys aware that the hospital is incentivized to report COVID numbers? They are reimbursed at a different rate. Like, no, I didn't know that at all. And that was the first one my mom called. I was like, I looked that up. I didn't know that was true. Huh. Yeah. It's like, well, it's kind of, there's a reason why you don't know that. And just today, my mom sent me an article about, I think it is the danger of the Pfizer vaccine, this is from like MSNBC or something like that. My mom's like, it's in the mainstream media now. Like, yep. What do you know? But I told my mom about the notion. I'm like, Mom, so this is what's known as like a limited hangout. It's much worse than this, but they know it's become irrefutable. Like, you can't ignore this anymore. So like it's basically like declassifying 10% of the MK Ultra program in the 70s. Like, you gotta give them something. So yeah. Here's 10% of what we did. Get the fuck out of here and let's get back to work.
Yeah.
Good morning. Time to get up and go to work.
So I wanted to kick off this part of the show with a video from our former fearless leader, Mr. Trump, which we don't normally do, but not for any reason. We're just not Trumpophiles, but just check this out, what he had to say here.
The now famous Twitter files have proven beyond all doubt that the corrupt officials at the FBI have been coordinating a massive censorship, surveillance, and propaganda campaign against the American people and, frankly, against me. In the most recent
it's about him.
Example, the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family's criminality. They worked so hard to stop it from coming out. And the corruption prior to the 2020 election. They didn't want any bad information to come out about the Biden family. The fix was in, the election was rigged, but the censorship of the laptop from hell is only the beginning of the story about the weaponization of government against free speech. We must have free speech in our country. We must have a fair and free press.
So it's it's always
somewhere out in the world, all the hair on the back of Sam Harris's neck is standing up. It's like, ugh.
But you were in charge of the FBI during that time. So, yeah, it's the reason I played that was because what he's saying there is essentially true. Mm-hmm. That we have a FBI that is not doing the job of enforcing laws, but instead trying to preserve a narrative and help one particular group.
Yes.
I wouldn't even say party necessarily.
No.
Unless what you mean by party is the, well, the leaders of that party, which I think are probably, you know, the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton kind of faction of the Democratic Party.
Correct. Yeah. The way that I see it. Yeah. Because you can't say party because just in the way that you can say whatever election was stolen, it's the same way that, you know, if you're a Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders guy, mm-hmm. I mean,
the party wanted them.
That was taken. They were taken out. They're like,
and then someone told the party, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You can't have
them. People wanted them. There was a ton of enthusiasm. People were excited about them. They had, you know, they're right. bringing new ideas to the table. I mean, even though I disagreed with almost all of them, but it had already been decided. Like, no, yes. Hillary Clinton. So the way I see it, it's not necessarily they're not beholden to any specific party. It's people that are going to play ball. It's the people that are like, these people will go along with the program. That is an Obama. That is a Hillary Clinton. That is a Joe Biden. It sure as shit wasn't Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah. So you mentioned Joe Biden. It's really interesting what's happening to him right now. So he played ball and a lot of people voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
And now they are completely throwing that guy under the bus.
It was funny. And we had talked about this about after... It's like the COVID numbers, or it's like not the COVID numbers, but the vaccine adverse events. It's mm-hmm. It gets to a point where it is so catastrophically obvious that something's going on that they have to address it. And that would be the notion of the limited hangout. So the first 2 years of the Biden, if Biden ran for president right now, he'd lose 40 something states. Like it'd be ridiculous. It's so obvious that we are in such a shit show right now. We're on the brink of a World War III. The economy is crashing. The housing market is crashing. Our border is just flooded with illegal immigrants. It's crime is through the roof. The murder rates through the roof. Like our inner cities are basically war zones, like hell holes of just crime and homeless. And you know, we're losing over 100,000 people to opiate addiction, to fentanyl overdoses every year. It's like, it's everyone. I don't care what your politics are. Like something needs to change right now. And so as soon as we had talked about this, as soon as the midterms happen, everyone's gonna be like, all right, we gotta get this fucking guy out of here.
Yeah.
And we got to do it before he announces again. He's supposed to announce, he's supposed to run again within the next 2 weeks.
I thought he already did.
But I think he like didn't officially announce it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what that means. I mean, supposedly Trump said he's ready to.
Yeah. So. Well, I think he officially announced.
Yeah.
Because there's something, you can't just go out there and say that you're running. Mm-hmm. I think Dave Smith actually got into a little bit of trouble with that.
Oh, really?
Not got into trouble, but he realized that he was doing something he wasn't allowed to do because he is supposed to be the next candidate for the Libertarian Party. And at first, do you remember he was saying that he was going to run for president? And he hasn't said that in a while.
Oh, okay.
And I think it has to do with when you say that, you have to have applied for permission. I don't know how you do that. We should look into it. Maybe one of us could, you know.
I mean, we could announce it right now. I mean,
yeah.
everyone else seems
to. I only have six jobs right now. I could stand living in DC on top of all that.
This is what I think that we're getting into, but it's funny that when these things become so synchronous and the tide turns with everyone in it all at the same time.
Yeah.
So now that we're seeing. This is clips from Face the Nation. So now we're seeing mainstream media saying like, these guys were his lapdog for 2 years. And all of a sudden they completely changed their tune.
This drip, drip, drip just continues.
It does. And this is by design now. The White House counsel's office, his personal attorney, making very clear
that
they withheld this information until after the search was conducted at his home in Delaware. And this is how we're going to be learning about things, essentially. Once steps are taken by the Justice Department, in this case, an FBI search of a sitting president's home, a pretty extraordinary development in this case, and something we've not seen before.
And the reason why I play that, and this is kind of the point of you bringing this up as a topic and altogether, is I'm not pretending to have my hair on fire, whether it's Trump or Biden, that they have top secret documents in their garage. I don't give a shit. I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. And everything I've read about it, they overclassify everything anyway. So this this could be nothing at all. The point of us bringing this up and playing that clip, I mean, I have several more, all from mainstream media, all basically with the exact same narrative, is that they are using this as their impetus to throw someone under the bus.
Yes.
That's the point. It's, right. It's a fairly benign thing. If this happened a year ago, no, well, apparently it did happen over a year ago. But there's a reason why they're weaponizing this, and that's the bigger point that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It was very easy to find something to throw him under the bus with, right? They could have used any number of things. But they chose... So he was a lifelong servant of the Democratic elites.
Right.
Right? His whole career was just spent sucking on the tit of of them and giving them what they wanted. And so they're not going to throw him under the bus with kiddie porn or something really bad. They're going to do, oh, he had classified documents. That's kind of... And from what I understand, it's very easy. Oh, I should look for that. I actually have an Instagram message from somebody sending me an attorney talking about her client who was in the military and is being charged with terrorism, and they found classified documents in his house. And he's like an ex-Marine or something. Didn't really have any reason to have classified documents.
Right.
But they found a CD in his house with classified documents on it.
Huh.
Like, very easy to just put a CD in someone's house while you're searching the house. Not saying that that's what happened with Joe Biden or anybody else. I don't know anything about it. All I'm saying is that this idea of classified documents, it could be a USB drive.
Right, a little flash drive.
We found this in your house. It's classified, has markings on it. It's like, boom, now you're done, right?
Right.
But they're doing it to Joe Biden this way to kind of, you know, it's a polite way to throw him under the bus.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know? What I think, that's funny you said that, because I was kind of looking through this stuff, and my first idea of it was like, who cares? It's not a big deal. And it sounds like they knew about this before he was even running anyway. I'm sure they had an idea that he had classified documents. Like you say, he's been in government for
50 years,
160 years. Yeah. Thank you. But the point is, why are they all piling on now? And it's for something fairly benign. And I agree with what you're saying. What I think they're trying to do is, before he announces, or if they feel like he's going to push back, like, listen, here's our gentleman agreement. We're going to provide you a distinguished off ramp for you to get off this freeway. Something like very easy. You can come out as a very accomplished president.
Why did you have those classified documents? I just cared so much about my job. I took them home, and I probably shouldn't have.
Worst case scenario, like, it was an oversight. Like, who cares? No one fucking cares about this. I mean, they pretended to care about Trump, and now, you know, conservative lapdogs, or not even like Republican lapdogs, are pretending they care about it now. The point is they're doing this on purpose to just give this guy an out. Like, here's your out, because you can't run again. And that sure as shit can't be Kamala Harris, for dear Lord. Although the comedy provided if Kamala Harris was president would be off the charts.
Yeah, but, and let's be honest. It would not be that hard to find other things to throw Biden under the bus with.
Right? I think there's way worse things if you go back.
If they did go the child porn route, all of us would be like, yeah, well, I mean, his own daughter said that he was like doing inappropriate things in the shower with her. So anyone that shocked?
Man, I never want to be the guy that gets child porn planned on him, and all your friends go like, oh, yeah, I kind of saw that coming.
And they fucking do that.
Yes, they do.
These deep state motherfuckers, they threaten people. I've heard multiple accounts of people saying that the FBI said to them straight up, dude, we'll put child porn on your computer, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I've heard an actual audio recording of an FBI agent telling someone that.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Check this out. This is from December of 2020. Rush Limbaugh.
You're seeing enough information on the Bidens now to safely say that Biden will serve at the pleasure of Barack Obama. If Obama gives the green light to Democrats to take Biden out, there will be ample evidence that Biden has lied about his knowledge. His family was selling his name and office with his permission. And if that's in fact the case, then there's likely unreported money that will be found. The fake news media will temporarily become hard news media if the decision is made that Biden has to step down. Until that time, they will be covering for Biden. They'll be making excuses for Biden. They'll be ignoring all the negatives. You wait and see, and then watch what happens to their ratings when that happens.
I want to, before you make your point, I just want to do a quick timeout and address something real quick. That for those of you that are screaming in your car and punching yourself in the nuts because we referenced Rush Limbaugh or Trump or we referenced Tucker Carlson, like, I make myself listen to NPR and I read Huffington Post every morning because I want to know what everyone is saying. So we ask that you please do the same. Thank you.
Don't stop punching yourself in the nuts.
Yes.
So,
make a reel, tag libertytreelifestyle.com and send you a shirt.
Give us a 5-star review on iTunes and we will read it on the air too. Rush basically calling what's happening right now. This,
right.
Just, you're done. It's now time. And now the media is going after him and everyone's turning on him. They're being polite, as we just talked about, but they are all turning on him.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff was on Morning Joe.
Since you obviously serve on the Intel Committee, you're a perfect person to ask this question. If we searched your home, if we searched your properties, if we searched your cars, if we searched everything, would we find any classified documents there?
No, you wouldn't. And it is a real problem that these documents are somewhere they shouldn't
Schiff.
Be.
Yeah.
I have a deep concern over any time we discover that they're classified information materials anywhere they shouldn't be. And I am so careful when I leave that skiff. I'm careful when I go into it. I literally pat myself down to make sure I've gotten rid of all my electronics and very careful.
It's just me and the Steele dossier. That's it.
exactly.
No, look, I'm glad the president is fully cooperating. That's what he should do. That's what he needs to do. But the fact that there are, additional documents now in a place they shouldn't be, we need the intelligence community to do an assessment, just as I urged with the documents in Mar-a-Lago, and make sure that there hasn't been any compromise of the information.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, thank you, which now brings us to...
Dude, he knows what to do.
Yeah.
Your turn, Adam Schiff. Step up, say the things.
You got your marching orders.
You
get in line,
and if your turn ever comes up, this is going to happen to you too. But for now, just say the thing. And I actually think they kind of set Biden up the same way when they asked him what to say, what he thought about the documents at Trump's house.
Oh yeah, what'd he say? It's irresponsible, and what was he thinking? He's some other like unforgivable.
We have sound of current President Biden addressing
the handling of
classified documents and the care in which he believes they should be handled. And we should listen to that. I think we have this.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How one anyone could be that irresponsible?
Happy birthday, dear Buns and Buzzes.
He has since amended that response, yeah.
I'll paraphrase the phrase of my old neighborhood. Uh-huh. The rest of the country, the world's not a patch on our jeans. If we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
So I'm saying there's kind of two sides to this.
That does make sense. Yeah. So,
that's what I'm saying. You guys got to look at both sides.
When you put it that way. So they kind of set Biden up. They say, look, say the thing.
Say the thing.
And then, he said the thing. Okay, old man, step aside.
Yeah.
That's how I see it anyways. I don't know.
It's the distinguished off-ramp.
Yeah. I mean.
But here's the, so let's get back to the point of us bringing this up because I feel like if you are not like really into the, okay. So take, what's an example? Take the Twitter files, for example, right? when that came out, and you know, given that it's not primary source material, so but they're screenshots, who knows how true it is, but let's just say that they're true.
Mm-hmm.
It's there are people like us who are just really into this stuff and always like to explore the fringes of society a little mm-hmm. bit just for what alternative ideas might be. And so for us, when the Twitter files came out, I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I just assumed that was true. Then there's the people who are shocked, and it's a realization for them. It's a turning point. Like, wow, this is really interesting.
Which is great.
Yes. Which is, I'm not belittling anyone. Like, you know, you come late to the party, you still came to the party, and I'm okay with that.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
there's fashionably late.
I think there's a couple beers in the fridge. Help yourself. We're winding things down here. We're going somewhere else. And then there are your just diehards. It doesn't matter, you know, and that's your, like, but Trump crowd. Yeah, but Trump. Yeah, but Trump. Yeah, okay. You have to ignore those people. There's just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It's that people in the middle, though. Like, that's who we have to talk to about these kinds of things. And to go back to the point of why you're bringing all this up, is if you a year ago, maybe when you talk about, you just say the word deep state, 8 out of 10 people are going to roll their eyes. Like, okay. Like, I don't know. Was this some like Alex Jones thing that you're getting into? And what we are trying to show here today, that the deep state is an actual thing. I think it's got some insane, bizarre, mysterious shit that it does, but there are some very obvious things that it does. Yeah. And this is a perfect example, because now when it leaches into the mainstream, like, this is our opportunity to say, like, this is what we mean by the main, here's like a popular example of what the deep state does.
Right.
Right. Cause you know, I can sit here and tell you guys about Acoustic Kitty and MK Ultra and what the CIA did. And you could read, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, and you know, stuff that was declassified, and you're probably going to dismiss me or maybe be mildly entertained. And that stuff didn't all stop in the 70s and the 80s or the 90s with the crack trade and the Iran-Contra affair. Like, I don't know how long you want the list to be. I mean, I could go on forever, but it's still happening. And this is like a perfect example of what we're talking about. It's not just going and overthrowing a government across the world.
Right.
It's
because who is this? Isn't the president supposed to be the top guy? He's the only one that can declassify the documents. He's the only one that can fire the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI. He's supposed to be the man. He's supposed to have all the power. But when Biden comes out and says the pandemic's over, then the White House comes out and says, hey, the president didn't really mean that. Who the fuck is the White House?
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be the guy? The dude everyone voted for? He's supposed to be the one making these decisions. So who is throwing him under the bus?
So there is...
You got to ask yourself, not to cut you off, but
no.
Like this idea of the deep state is very related to what's going on right now. And if you don't believe in a deep state, just answer that question. Who is getting rid of the president for us right now?
Yes.
For us, you know, Why? Presumably they're doing it for the people, right?
Why, I mean,
give me a fucking
break. Why is all of a sudden, out of nowhere, right after the midterms, a president that we know is not going to win the election again, and a guy who's played ball for, like I said, 160 years in government at this point, and thank you for your service, sir, is why all of a sudden is all mainstream media and his own party, why is everyone on board coming out on press conferences saying the exact same thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's not an accident. That's like,
they don't care about the documents.
No.
They have said as much.
They found the documents years ago.
They cared when Trump had the documents,
mm-hmm.
when the new documents were found.
Same reason.
And you know what's interesting? I just thought of this.
All of this.
They
stroke season.
They
booster rage.
So the media has had their brains broken by Trump.
Oh yeah.
And are very, you know, the hens on the what the fuck? Speak. On The View. The cackling hens on The View. Speaking of strokes. You know, when the documents were, original round of documents were found in, at Penn State or?
Right, Penn State.
the media's knee-jerk response was, well, not him. No, Trump was different. This is better. This, and so what did they do? Well, we're going to find some more documents, right?
Yeah.
And then they hit him with the Delaware documents.
Right.
And it's like, oh, God, well, it's a lot of documents. But still, it's not as bad as Trump.
I heard they were next to his Corvette.
They found more fucking documents at his house. So like three times. So this is on what you have happening.
The drip, drip, drip.
Exactly.
Keeps coming out. Keep like, coming out.
No, you guys knock it off. Yeah. We're taking him out. Yeah. Stop defending him. Okay. We're taking him out. And this is how we're doing it. You know, I didn't think of that till just now, but that's what they're doing. They just keep whacking away at like a pinata.
They're just putting enough out until like you guys all need to get on board.
Until all that fucking candy falls out.
Yep.
And then the kids are going to jump on that shit.
This will be the only time a sentence like this comes out of my mouth, but on the Huffington Post, and this was published.
The greatest thing about licking another man's balls. Let me tell you. No, just hear me out. Sorry. We'll take that out.
No, we're not. So, if the guy is clean and he shaves, I don't think.
I mean, if you know what his personal hygiene is, then you can just trust that it's going to work out.
It's 2023. Get over your phobias, for God's sake.
Jesus, Dad.
So,
what are we talking about?
March 5th. We need a transition music.
Warm in here.
March 15th, 2017 is actually a really good article published in the Huffington Post called The Deep State is a Very Real Thing.
Really?
And they actually go through the history because more of like the philosophy in a historical context of why the deep state was created. It doesn't get into like, you know, we're going to skip the CIA. It gets down to the way that the power works is we need a continuity of power, a homogenous continuity of power in our American governance. And the president's only going to serve 4 years and it's going to flop to someone else and then flop to someone else. They're going to bring in their own people and it's going to go, you know, Republican, Democrat, whatever it is. And we need someone, this was done intentionally. Like we need someone to make sure this like basically 40,000 foot level of government ideology stays continuous. So we can, because we don't, you know, if when Obama starts a war in Yemen, right, and then he loses the election, they don't pull all the troops out of Yemen, mm-hmm. and Obama has no vested interest in having a war in Yemen. This was done by the deep state. It's like, no, this is what we're doing. You're going to support it. And when you're out of office, the next guy will support it. And that's why it's foreign intervention is the perfect the perfect lens to view of like why this power structure needs to stay continuous. Right.
And just look at what happened. Cause I mean, Obama didn't lose an election. Trump, you know, he just ran out of his terms.
Right.
And then Trump came in and Trump ran on trying to end that kind of stuff.
And how many did he end?
Zero.
Not a one. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Maybe he tried.
He didn't start any new ones. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Maybe he tried to end them, but that wasn't happening. Even when he did, they lied to him about the drawdown that he...
there's that.
Of too. Troops that he actually ordered. He wanted troops, I think it was Syria.
Yeah.
A drawdown of troops there, and they lied to him, told him they drew down the troops, and then and they didn't.
Yeah.
That is... Case in point.
Yeah.
Right there. And that is unelected bureaucrats acting on their own behest without the people's consent who, you know, would otherwise be the president without anyone knowing.
Which is what the deep state is.
And that is exactly, that is our definition of the deep state. I actually have three definitions here of the deep state. Would you like me to read them to you?
Yes.
It's not going to derail what you were saying, is it?
Nope. We're talking about the deep state.
So
we're talking about like someone's balls. Go ahead.
Were we? Merriam-Webster dictionary definition: an alleged secret network of especially non-elected government officials and sometimes private entities, as in the financial services and defense industries, operating extra legally to influence and enact government policy. That's a pretty good definition. Mm-hmm. I would quibble with some parts of that. The second definition I have is from your NPC friend. This is their definition of what the deep state is. A secret organization of unelected power brokers who are manipulating the world in a nefarious way, but it doesn't really matter because it doesn't actually exist.
You met someone who doesn't think the deep state exists?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, you have too. You just, you maybe just don't know it, but yeah, I guarantee you people... that, you know, like so-and-so and so-and-so, when you bring up the deep state to them, they're going to roll their eyes and think that exactly what I just read is what you mean. This like deep secret, dark, hooded organization that doesn't actually exist. There's not really a deep state.
Some skull and crossbones kind of organization.
Totally. Right. That's their definition of the deep state.
You know how much easier your life would be if you were that person?
We've said that many times before. Just put on the fucking blinders, take that blue pill, and just...
Everything goes? No, not really.
Just ride it out into the sunset. Don't work out, get fat, drink all the time, have a heart attack, and just, you're done. Check out.
Yep. God bless you.
All right, this is my definition of the deep state. Unelected government officials working in whatever manner they see fit and up to whatever capacity for which they have the power in order to manipulate the behavior of Americans and the world at large.
It's pretty good.
So they're working on their own, however they feel they should do it, whatever they see fit, and up to whatever power they have. The more power they have, the more they're willing to do. Yeah. In this kind of clandestine government that we don't know about, we haven't talked about, no one's voted on. They're just acting in ways that they see fit. I mean, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, you could very easily say was a you know, if we find out who did it and it was done by us, was a deep state.
It was done by us.
because it's not, it wasn't done by the president.
No.
Necessarily. I mean, maybe he did order it, but it wasn't done by the military. It wasn't done in a civilian, you know, military thing. It was done by secret agents, essentially.
Right.
Right? Probably in a submarine, which is sometimes referred to as the clandestine service, along with the CIA.
Yeah.
I actually need to know more about that. We should have my uncle on sometime to tell us about that, who served in a submarine.
Oh, right.
Anyways. So there you go. Those are the three definitions, that I could find of the deep state. And I think it's three different ways of looking at it. It's the, accepted definition, what people think that when you talk to them about the deep state, what they think you really mean, which is just this like, you know, secret, mysterious kind of fake thing that they don't really think is happening.
Right.
And what we say is actually happening. And I think it's very easy to point to things that are happening that people can sink their teeth into and realize that the deep state is a real thing. We have a giant organization in the FBI, the CIA, the DIA, the Defense Intelligence
DHS
Agency. I mean, all the three-letter organizations. Right. People that are unelected.
The DMV.
The EPA. I mean.
EPMD. SWV. Shit goes deep, I'm telling you.
And all these organizations are making rules for us. They're making laws. They're making decisions. They're taking actions and doing horrible things around the world, and we didn't elect them. That is what the deep state is.
I would put it farther than they are. I would take it out of the legislative process. I mean, they are definitely influencing, making laws and policy. But what's the most disturbing part to me is, one example would be the DHS and turning America into a surveillance state after 9/11. That goes back to 1962. Before they weren't called the DHS back then, the FBI was in charge of it. And they wiretapped all of the protesters against the Vietnam War and the CIA and their mind control programs. I mean, this is when you say that to people and they don't know the history of it, they think that you are a wingnut. Do you know the notion of the deep state, the idea, has been around since 1871?
Really?
And was purposely done. Yeah, listen to this. And this, I would suggest sending this article to your NPC. I'm going to just take a fucking wild stab in the dark and say that they're probably a lefty.
Yes.
Okay. So this is from their beloved Huffington Post. The deep state is, in fact, a very real thing. It is, however, neither a secret nor nearly as glamorous as a concept might indicate. It has been in place since 1871 and continues to represent the real mechanism beneath the federal government, controlling and frequently reshaping elected officials' policies. This entity is called the civil service. It was created to limit the power of the president. This was intentionally done as a power structure for what I was talking about before. Like, we can't have some random, you know, politically connected Yahoo come in every 4 years and shake things up. Like, we already know how this machine is supposed to run.
Right.
We need someone to represent it and to listen to what we say. But this is not a, you know, this is not like some weird secretive society. It was done intentionally as a power structure.
So this isn't democracy.
Yes. No. I'm sorry. I know we love to throw that word around, but we do not live in a democracy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it being talked about back then or just established back then?
It was just established back then. And it wasn't involved in the corruption and didn't grow into just the mutant that it became now with the FBI and the CIA. And
well,
the
government. DHS, yeah.
Or government. At large. Completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then we had such a limited government. Which, what a wild kind of... That's a cool concept. A limited government, small, limited federal government, then starting a country. Huh. Someone should try that.
Yeah. Well, it's yours if you can keep it, right? That's what Mr. Franklin said. So I want to say to people who voted for Joe Biden, you voted to have this guy be the guy in charge, right?
Right.
That's what your vote meant. The person that I voted for them because I wanted somebody in charge that wasn't going to play ball by the normal rules. Whether that would have happened or not, I don't know. But that was kind of the, I thought, you know what, at least, or maybe we'll get a log jam and my guy will win and nothing will get passed. Nothing will get done.
Yeah.
And that would be fantastic.
Right.
Right. And it's not like we didn't know how corrupt Joe Biden was.
Yeah.
You know, despite what Sam Harris told us that Trump's Biden's corruption was a firefly to the sun compared to Joe Biden corruption.
To Trump University.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes. To Trump's corruption. To Trump University. Right. Check out.
Now he said, I don't care if Hunter Biden had the bodies of dead children in his basement that wouldn't stand up to the corruption of Trump University.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam Harris, keep talking, I guess.
Check this clip out. This is a supercut of all of everything you're about to hear right now is a lie told by Joe Biden.
Nice.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I was a foothead. I would have guessed that.
I too was a black child.
With Xi Jinping, traveling with him.
I've written extensively as a... When I was a law professor,
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship.
I was appointed to the academy in 1965. I didn't come to the academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware.
I got started out of an HBCU, Delaware State. I don't want to hear anything maybe about Delaware State.
I went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my...
So that was 45 seconds of a four-minute-long clip of just him lying over and over again.
Which I'm not... Like, it's... We try to avoid the low-hanging fruit because you can get that anywhere when we bring these things up. And I know we're not bringing that up. Like, oh, look, Joe Biden, like, they're all fucking liars, man. Yeah. Like, he's not doing anything else that Gavin Newsom's not doing right now, that Kamala Harris didn't do, that
George Santos.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm kind of looking at the George Santos thing. He seems all right.
I think that guy's actually setting kind of a new bar. He's actually a deep state
what
actor.
What I'm getting at. Could it be any worse than what we have right now?
George, we're going to need you to run for Senate. Here's the thing, or for House representatives. We're going to need you to really raise the bar of lying.
Of just like,
just we really need take to go it to the next level.
Next level.
Because we kind of need everyone else just to kind of go under the radar.
So here's an example of what we're doing. This would be the deep state talking. Like, you saw the new food pyramid we just released, the one with Lucky Charms at the top. Okay, so that's kind of where our head's at right now. We just really need to just step on the goddamn gas pedal with this whole thing.
So good. So,
and he said, done and done. Give me the microphone.
How about frosted mini wheats? Yes. Now we're on the same track. Beautiful. So you voted for this guy. You knew that he was a liar. He plagiarized shit, and he had to drop out of previous presidential elections. I mean, none of this stuff was really secret. Like, we kind of knew who Joe Biden was. His life was on display for all of us for the last 180 years. So, I want to know, you know, now that he was your guy, and it's coming out that this deep state or the White House or whoever, these unelected actors are throwing him under the bus and getting rid of him. Like, are you outraged?
Right.
I mean, he was your guy, warts and all. And I forgive you for that. You didn't want Trump, and you thought Trump was the worst thing that could happen to America. Fair enough. You voted for your guy won, and now they're kicking your guy to the curb.
Yep.
Are you not upset by that? Or was your vote just simply not Trump, anyone but Trump? You know, are you going to just jump on board and be like, yeah, he shouldn't have had those documents. We need to move on with Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris.
Who predicted that? Okay. You threw a couple things out there. Is my first inclination is to say, or who are these people? Were they just not Trump people? I think the vast majority of them were, yes, they voted for Biden. No one was excited about
Joe
Biden.
Admits that, though.
Oh, no. They're not.
No, but you said that Biden was a guy. I mean, you gave him a pass. Even once he was elected, you said, no, he's doing the best he can, and it's a really hard job. And yeah, he's old, but he's, you know, he's doing his best. He's doing
his little best. I think the biggest, the conversations I've had with people, I'm like, with people that vote for Biden, I'm like, so where are you with this now? Like, things are not good. We can admit that. And it's always a blame shift. Like, well, no, it's because of COVID and Putin. That's the two most consistent answers I've gotten.
I want these people to be in the street protesting that he's being thrown under the bus right now. Like, these documents are not that big a deal.
No.
I'm happy to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I don't care about these documents.
Hell, they're probably find a confidential document in this room long enough.
I'm sure you could. You know, get the guy off the hook. If he was your guy.
Yeah.
You really wanted him. You were supporting him and forgiving him for all of his sins.
Go to bat for him.
Yeah. Get out there and protest. You know, don't let them do this to him.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit. I mean, it just seems like the thing that they do.
Yeah.
Like they did with, Kennedy, except with him, they just fucking whacked him.
Fucking shot him.
Yeah. And like Tucker was saying the other night that they did with President Nixon. Right.
Who I was astounded to find out. This is an interesting fact. He was the most popularly elected president
of all time
in American history by a margin of 17 million votes within the context of the population back then. Mm-hmm. That's the widest margin by any president that's been elected. Because you and I were talking about, you sent me that, and I was like, this is fascinating. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the Watergate scandal.
Of course. Quote unquote. We all are.
But I was.
That's all we know about Nixon.
I was more or less taught in school that Nixon was a really bad guy, that he was a crook.
Right.
And to learn about all this other stuff about Nixon was pretty insane. And then, on top of that, I can't remember if it was Woodward or Bernstein, the two authors that became famous for breaking the Watergate scandal.
Air quotes, journalists.
Yeah. They have all these like deep state and U.S. military ties.
I can't remember which one it was either. Yeah. I want to say it was Woodward. Who was actually like essentially a deep state agent, a CIA operative that they put into the Washington Post
it is proven now that it was the CIA that broke into those offices to finally find this like abhorrent evidence that Nixon was a crook.
And what do we know about Nixon that was so awful?
Nothing. We were talking just school Watergate. That he was a crook. Yeah.
Just Watergate.
Yeah.
He actually was less of a warmonger than his successors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LBJ was by far, you know, way more responsible for the escalation of the war in Vietnam.
I mean,
than Nixon was.
To use Sam Harris language, all of those guys were a gnat to the sun compared to like George W. Bush and Barack Obama and. The chicken hawks that we have now.
That's really interesting. That really kind of made me take a deeper kind of look at my own feelings about the guy. And I really think the only thing I could, because I haven't actually, it's funny, I did a report on in, I think it was third grade, everyone had to do a report on the president. And I chose Richard Nixon.
Really?
Dude, I have been a fucking... I can't believe I chose Richard Nixon. What a dick. I've been that dick since I was in third grade.
Yes, I was just going to say that seems...
in my own defense, my mom worked on his campaign.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that shocking?
Dude, how badass would it have been to know what you know now about Richard Nixon basically being decided by
the deep state
to be removed by office.
And then,
CIA deep state plant gets put in as the journalist, quote unquote, to break the story. And then his replacement as someone that they pull out of the church commission, who's basically supposedly oversees the CIA, who also broke the MK Ultra programs. And now you have this Gerald Ford is the new president. What if you busted that out as a third grader? It'd go over all the kids' heads, but your teacher would be like, dude, where are you getting this information?
Thank you, Kelly.
Wow.
Ricky, who are you doing?
I did George Washington. He chopped out a cherry tree.
Dude, I'd give anything.
No, we didn't.
That's a lie. I'd give anything.
He was a deep state asset.
Oh, Jesus.
Bunker Hill my ass.
So, yeah. So there you go. I can't remember where we were going with that, but I think that, if you're feeling betrayed by what's going on with Joe Biden after you voted for him, I think you are onto something.
Yeah.
You should be, because we're all being betrayed. I mean, whether you voted for him or not, he's the president of that we elected, and now they're working to undermine that and get rid of him, just like they did with Kennedy, just like they did with Nixon. And if you don't play ball, they're going to do it with you too. They tried to do it with Trump, but Trump was savvier than they gave him credit for, I think.
Or just more of an asshole who wasn't going to put up with anything.
Right. And I mean,
just why they decided,
not to give,
he decided he wouldn't be elected again.
Well, not yet. And he didn't get elected, and not to give him too much credit. I think if he did get elected, it's not like we would see the stalwart defender of our rights that everyone believes he is. I really don't think he's that guy.
But to your point, the reason why we're kind of bringing this stuff up, consider this for those of you in the middle that just were maybe fairly ambivalent or just apathetic about the idea that deep state and thought maybe it was just a weird conspiracy theory. This is like the tip of the iceberg of what we are talking about with the deep state. I mean, I know you can go far, you can go down to these rat holes and you can get super deep into it and you end up, talking about lizard people and the frogs turning gay and like all this stuff.
Which happened.
But this is what we mean. What we're saying is be skeptical when all these things happen in concert all at the same time. They all have the same narrative and everyone turns on a dime and they all say like, okay, we have been just 100% in on Joe Biden for 2 years. All the media, every chucklehead on TV, every Democratic politician, and then they all turn on a dime like within the same 3-4 day period. That's not a coincidence. Like that is happening for a reason. And the notion that deep state proposes, like there are people above the president, which there are people above the president. Even your precious Huffington Post talks about this. There's a power structure above the White House and the president making these decisions.
Keep that in mind when we're being told that we need to send billions of dollars to Ukraine to support democracy.
Yeah. Fuck it, please. Fuck it, please. Fuck.